Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Mercedes in the Morning podcast is brought to you by Finley Toyota in the Valley Auto Mall.
Here we go.
Oh, it's been quite the road. We're not talking about Michigan Villanova.
No.
We're talking about Mercedes in the Morning's Mix Madness. This has been going on for the last couple of weeks. We took 14 mix artists, your favorite mix artists. You voted on these mix artists, and we put them up against each other to find out who will be the number one artist on Mix 94.1. People like Taylor Swift, Imagine Dragons, Train, Lady Gaga, Maroon 5, Kelly Clarkson. They were all facing each other in head-to-head matchups throughout the weeks, and we have finally made it to the results of our finale. We have Imagine Dragons in the finals. And Imagine Dragons, wow, they had quite the road to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Dragons right off the bat went up against Taylor Swift and beat her handily.
They took it to her. They
did. Oh, man, 79% to 21%. Then they went on to face U2. I thought, this is going to give them some trouble. No trouble whatsoever.
They sent Bono and the boys packing back to Dublin.
Then they went off to face Pink in the semifinals. And that's going to be a tough race. Those two powerhouses. But they pulled off the win on that and ended up in the finals. Then we have the Killers. The Killers actually got a first round bye, as luck of the draw would have it. So they didn't have to face anyone that first round. But second round, they had to go up against Maroon 5, which was not an easy task. They beat Maroon 5. And then they went up against Kelly Clarkson. That was one of the closest competitions we've had so far. Mm-hmm. They beat Kelly Clarkson and wound up in the finals against Imagine Dragons. More votes were cast for the finale than any other competition. It was pure insanity, according to Jocelyn.
It was flip-flop, too. One band had the lead. The next thing you know, the other band came back and took the lead back from the other band. It was a back-and-forth battle. It wasn't like last night's game where Villanova just destroyed Michigan. This was lead change after lead change after lead change.
And the fan armies really came out in full force. We actually want to thank our friend Jerry at Awards West, because we have a really cool trophy to award to the winning band.
Oh, quite the plaque presentation. Yes, Jerry at Awards West, located at 5525 South Decatur. They provided our trophy, and they've been serving the Las Vegas Valley, by the way, for over 20 years.
So thank you so much, Jerry. Are we ready to find out who wins the epic matchup between Imagine Dragons and the Killers? This will be the first ever Mercedes in the Morning Mix Madness champion. They will have bragging rights for the entire year, and they'll have to defend their crown next
year. Yeah, they'll be in the tournament. Whoever wins it gets an automatic bid into the tournament next year.
Oh, they're one seed?
One seed, yes.
Yeah. Imagine Dragons versus the Killers. Coming in with 75% of the vote, your Mix Madness champion is the Killer. The Killers are your champions. Like I said, 75% of the vote. That started out slow. Imagine Dragons, they were really beating them. And then something happened right around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the tide started turning, and the Killers started creeping up, and then they just took it to them.
Pop the champagne bottles open, cut down the net. The Killers are your first ever Mercedes in the Morning's Mixed Madness champions. Unbelievable. What a tournament it was.
We were told that a representative from either band, no matter who won, would call in to accept the honors. And we have a member of the Killers on the phone right now. Are we ready?
Yes.
Good morning, member of the Killers.
Hello, this is Ronnie Benucci, Jr. of Las Vegas, Nevada, and I represent this band.
Yeah! Oh, Ronnie! How are you?
How are you today?
We are great. Congratulations. You are the Mixed Madness Champions.
Sensational. It's nice to see that people finally came to this thing.
Out of all the awards and accolades that the Killers have won throughout the years, Ronnie, where does this one rank with you?
This is the cherry on top. This is the pièce de résistance. This is the Mount Everest of them all.
I know. It's really a big deal. And we're super honored that you took the time to call in to accept this award. We do have a trophy for you and the boys, Ronnie. So at some point, we want to get it to you guys so you can display it with all your many other awards and accolades, okay?
You know, in a digital world, tangible items mean a lot, so I appreciate you going through the effort.
Aww. Well, Ronnie, you might not know this, but even though this is the first ever Mercedes in the Morning's Mixed Madness, our trophy is much like the Stanley Cup, where you get it for 1 week, and you can do whatever, and then you guys pass it around to other band members and other people that are important to your life, and they get to have that trophy plaque for a week.
That sounds very rock and roll, if you know what I mean.
What are you guys up to right now, Ronnie? What's your day like?
I'm currently in Monterrey, Mexico to do the second night of two nights at the arena here. And then we're on to Mexico City. We have a few more dates left, and we've just been down in South America and Central America and now North America. And just having fun in the sun.
Okay, so
lots of guacamole.
What I was going to ask you, what's the best food that you've had down there so far?
Well, I'm a vegetarian. Animals are my friends. I don't eat my friends. So I've had a lot of avocado. So my skin looks radiant.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm. You can imagine, you know what I look like already, even more radiant than normal.
Are you using sunscreen while you're down there in the sun, I hope?
No, I am of Italian heritage, and my melanin, my melanocytes, needn't any assistance.
Wow, a natural sunblock that Ronnie has.
You speak so eloquently. I love when you talk, Ronnie. You're just a wordsmith, you are.
Hey, Ronnie, I got to ask you something, though.
Thank you, darling.
We had, when we announced the finals with Imagine Dragons and the Killers, we got a call from Paul Reynolds, Dan Reynolds' brother, calling in and voting for his brother's band.
I thought we had him killed. We put a hit on the guy. He's resilient as ever.
Now, I do believe that there's like 50 Reynolds brothers in town. I do believe that one of the Reynolds brothers is your manager. Did he vote for you, or did he vote family? Did he vote for family or blood? How did he vote?
We have a rule, and I don't know what that rule is. But I don't think, did you vote? Did you vote for them? He never votes.
Oh,
Robert's
there with Switzerland.
Him. He's neutral.
He voted. He told me. He voted for you guys. Congratulations, Ronnie. Please send all the other guys our love. And
thanks.
You're the champions.
I feel like a champion this morning. Thank you very much.
Don't.
So what does this mean? I mean, does this mean that, help me, because I'm not a big sports fan. I only have a cursory knowledge of what March Madness is. I know brackets are involved. And does this mean, like, in the radio world, that you'll be playing Run for Cover so much more?
Yes.
And that the Killers will get a lot more spins? Is that how it works?
Yes, it works that way. We're gonna make it the rule. I haven't checked with our boss, but I'm not going to. Do we have the song in the system? Let's play it
next
for
Ronnie.
Yeah,
we'll play it. We got to do some commercials. When we come out of the commercials, we will play it in honor of Ronnie and the Killers. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'll play it more.
Great. Play it more.
Okay. Love you, Ronnie.
See you,
Thank
Ronnie.
You. Congratulations.
Love you too, babe.
Bye.
See you, buddy.
When it's time to buy a new car, why not skip the stress and just head straight for Findlay Toyota? Hey, it's Mercedes. Findlay Toyota always says they'll do anything to sell you a car, and it is true. The people there are the best. They will help you find the car that is perfect for you. Findlay Toyota in the Valley Auto Mall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.